Gemara says, "V'tana tuna idah for appeal. Yomer appeal money with you. Because I lo yomer inuchah biyodai elo nun zuz v'helech chayim. My time v'helech nami k'moy b'lemixas hatayna zomer." Tonetuna Schneimer's in the Talos. Rocha given the Tophis, the nuns had the Magda Tophis, the Lichu, the Ton Yishova. As you see, that the nun Sadi makes it Kilu Sela. As in this Gemara, there's a Machlokes Rishonim what to be gorgeous. The Tosis Arash takes out the gears of Anan Sadi. But the Tosfos Rosh says, Lamaskana, there is no Girsa of it. There is no Anan Sadi. That which the Gemara said, Anan Sadi, was only in the Havamin of Reb Chiya. But once the Gemara asked, Ki Hechid Anan Sadi Lahai, Anan Sadi Lahai, the Gemara was Choyzer from the Anan Sadi. Because Lefizeh Lamaskana, there is no Anan Sadi that's Machriya Klapi Shvur. And Mimele takes out the Girsa of the Gemara. And the Gemara is just saying, Kivan the Tophis, Helechu. Which makes a lot of sense, the Tophis, because you have a Tvisa, you have a Schus. That's the one Girsa. The Maisa, Rashi and Tophis are Goyris Anan Sadi. Rashi Lashitase that learns that the Chiyav was Midin, Reb Chiya Kamaisa has to be Goyris Anan Sadi, because Reb Chiya Kamaisa is Mikoyach Anan Sadi. As you see, according to Rashi and Taisis, that the Anan Sadi is Chai V'Kayim, even the Maskana was still working with the Anan Sadi. A little bit of Ara is Rashi Shita is the Chalukas Midin Safik. Rafilu Wachi, the Gemara is saying, Mishun Anan Sadi, it's Kehelech Dami. As before we saw, that Anan Sadi is L'Chayiv Shvua, Efshe L'Chayiv Shvua is different. But over here we see the other way around, that we want a pater shvur with an Anan Sadi. And that's a much higher level, that you see that the Anan Sadi has a koyach even to pater from a shvur. Makes it helich to the point where it paters from a shvur. You'll say, Enochinami, it's still klapi shvur, it's not klapi dine mominis. Yeah, but it's a much bigger chiddush. Yeah, nas is klap. If Sheshis Amar Helech Potter, my timer, given the Amala Helech, Hani Zuzi de Kamoide Bigavai, commanded Nokitlu Milva Dami, Bina Hamishim Aloy Moidi, Hilko Huleka Hoida, the Mitsa Satina. As the Gemara is mavur that the Ptur of Helech is because Klapi the Dizei, there's no Haidah. Sakrab Chaim in Hilchis Ishus, Perik Tesayin, mavur in the Gemara, the reason why Helech is Potter is because there is no Haidah. It's Nechshav Kekoifer Hakol. Bina Chamishin Haloi Moidi. As it's kilo, there's no hoida. Yokohuleko hoida, we mix a satayna. Now the shayla is, why is it kilo for hakol? The maisa, he was a moida, we mix us. Grada, he said helich on the hoida. Why does that turn it into a kilo for hakol? What's the pshat in the Gemara? Because there's two ways of understanding the Gemara. In the Miri over here, the Miri explains that when a person says Helech, and he gives it right away, that means Moide 50 is yours. He says Helech, here it is the word, there is no Din Torah on the 50 that he's handing over. As the Tayin V'nitin is not Chal on the 50 that he's handing it over right away. As Lefizeh, the whole Din Torah is only on the other 50. Normally, there's a Din Torah on the whole 100, just he's Maida, because eventually he'll give it to you. But when he's standing in Bezdin and he's holding it and he's saying, I'm going to give it to you, as then there's no Din Torah that's Chal on it. Right away, Lashon, the Miri, it's Kilu, he has it already, as there's no Din Torah that's Chal on it. Lashon HaMiri, he's Mesalek, the Tviya of the Teiveya. As it's not called the Tviya on what he says Heilacha. This is the Lashon HaMiri. The Ravid, the Balamar, later on Sadik Ches, the Shita brings a Lashon from the Balamar, Ein Din Udvarim, Al Mashu Eimer Heilach. There's no Din Taira, Al Mashu Eimer Heilach. The Lashon of the Miri is, there's no Tviya, the Lashon of the Balamar, there's no Din Udvarim. The point is Echad. You're Mesalik the Tviya, there's no Din Taira on what he says Heilach. That's one way of learning. What's the pshat? As the Balamar over here explains, that was at the Miri, because when you're holding it and you're about to pay, it's ki'ilu you paid already. As being that it's ki'ilu you paid already, as therefore, there's no din tayr on it. As the fee said, the pshat in Halef is, when someone's holding something and he's ready in Bezdin to pay with it, is it kilu? He paid up already. And the mail of the din taira is not chalik. Why is it fear chalik? Why did he hold halik as chalik? Zot the balamar, Rebchia holds ha'oimedes lipare, not kiman de pare. As ligda machlekis, in hilchas oimedes lipare, if it's kiman de pare. Rav Sheshis is Mechadish. I medisli para, kiman de para. I'm holding it. Here's the money. Right here. Take it. Oh, it's kilu you paid already. As if it's kilu you paid, there's no din taira. And the other man, the okay, he's here in Bezin. He's holding the money. He's ready to pay, but he didn't pay it. As Lamai said, the din taira is still chalad. It's a machlekis of I medisli para, kiman de para. That's the way the Balamar learns. Reb Chaim and Sefer learns different. Reb Chaim and Sefer says, the other man, the Amar, Reb Chia holds that as soon as he's Teiveya, it's Chal D'Chi of Shvua. Now when he says Heilich, it's too late already. It was already Chal D'Chi of Shvua. And the other man, the Amar, holds, no, we don't don the Shvua until Bezin sits down in Paskins. Not Peshas the Tviya. As Kim Laman the Yomer, that Halech is Potter holds, he comes, he says Halech. As he makes, there's no Din Taira. Finished, there's no Din Taira. You're finished. And the other man, the Yomer Tainas, no, there was already a Din Taira. When the guy came and he was Taiveya, he made a Din Taira. It was Chal the Safik in Bezdin. If you come in, and it was already Chal the Chiyav Shvua. The Siba for the Chiyashua. As when you come afterwards and you say, Heilech, you can't be Machia the Tviya. It was already Chal the Tviya. As the Fee said, it's a Lomdash Machloikis in the Gedder of the Machia of Shua. You have to see a little bit more. Believe the Olam, look at it, handle it, see a little bit more. As the Fee the Balamah of Machloikis is a medicine Pare, Kiman the Pare Dami. The Fee of Chaim, everyone holds a medicine Pare, Kiman the Pare Dami. The shayla is it enough to pati? This is the shayla the machlokes. That's one way of learning. In the Tosis Rosh, you see the Balachumis, they say another pshat in the Ptur of that the word is the hoidah is not a hoidah hamechayevet. Why? Because lu yiye, he would give the money and then he would be maida. That's not called a Haidah, because anyway, you have the money. As the Haidah is not a Haidah Mechayeves. As over here, when he's Maida, and right away he says, Heilech, it's Ki'ilu, the Haidah is not doing anything, because he's handing the money over anyway. As being that it's not a Haidah, there's no din of Maida B'miksas. As a few the Tosis Rush, the Gedder of the Ptur of Heilech is in the Haidah. The Haidah doesn't have a shame Haidah, because Haidah means Haidah Mechayeves. But over here, I'm handing the money over anyway, as it's not Haidah HaMechayeves. So as Hashem, the Hemshech HaDvarim will go more into the Heilech Tikachalokim. Now we just started, we said it in Akira. Today, Beika, we want to focus in on the other Chelik of the Sugya. We'll come back to the Heilech, and the pratim of is it by halva, is it by pikad, mishitas Rashi, will handle tomorrow. Because today we want to focus in more on the Vatane Tuma. That Reb Chiya brought a raya from the Mishnah, Halef is part is Chayiv, and Reb Sheshes holds that Halech is Potter. Reb Sheshes calls him Mashnisan, on the Reb Sheshes, Mashnisan Takonis Rachamim. Vidach in Takonis Rachamim, Miu, Iyam Reb Chiya, the Raisa, Halech Chayiv, Mesakti Reb Shwaban and Shvua, Kain, the Raisa. Iyam Reb Chiya, Halech Potter, Mesakti Rabban and Shvua, the lesser the kava say, the arisa. As the big pshat shaila is there's two gdorim of the rabbanan. So let's say there's the arisa shvuas maidra mitzvahs, and then mid the rabbanan were misakin, this is also a maidra mitzvahs. Titu rabbanan came the arisa. But over here, the Gemara we learn says the shvua is, shaloye kolechot choylech v'toykif v'talusay shal chaveroi. That has nothing to do with the shvua of Moide B'miksas. It's a din d'rabbanan. We want to prevent people from going over and grabbing. As why does it have to be ke'en d'raise of the shvua of Moide B'miksas? Bishlema, if mid'rabbanan they said, no mid'raise, you potter if you Moide B'miksas on karka, but mid'rabbanan we said that on karka there's a din shvua d'rabbanan. Okay, that's a din shvua derabanan on a moide b'miksas daraisa. I hear that. But over here, this isn't a moide b'miksas. There's no hoita here b'chlau. It's a whole new shvua. Shelo yekol echad hoilech v'teike. As what does it have to be? Ke'en daraisa of the shvua daraisa of moide b'miksas. That's the big shayla. As in this, there are three mahalchim in the sugya. Now we'll see that a shorshi is the mahalchim in the sugya. Rashi, Tosis, Malama. So let's stop being boiner the sugya. Let's see Shitas Rashi. As let's start off with Rashi in the first Rashi, meaning the Gemara in the Havamina of the Tani Tuna, and then the Maskana after Rav Sheshes. As in the Gemara in the Havamina of the Tani Tuna, Zat Rashi, Elam Yesh L'cha L'hosheva. I'm sorry. Oh, Betani to Kasal Gedait of the Rishia, Time of the Masnisan, Mishum Danan Sadi, the Mai, the Tafis, the Leyu. Bahavi Kimani Libiotra, Vedemi the Moisa, between either the Rishia, the Machai, Leishwa, the Raisa. As Rashi learns that. The Tani Tuna is because we're going with Idach the Reb Chiya. As the Idach the Reb Chiya is Haidos Eidem. As in the Havamina, Reb Chiya is learning it's Mamish Ashvua da Raisa midin the Reb Chiya of Haidos Eidem. The Reb Chiya time of the Masnisa Mishum Danan Sadi, Baba Eloyein Chobiyavi Klum. Chi Idach the Reb Chiya, the Machayiv la Shvua da Raisa. As Rashi learns that Reb Chiya that brought the Raya was learning it's a Shvua Daraisa, like the first Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya Bas Raisa is Lishitosai in Reb Chiya Kamaisa. Zot Rashi on the bottom, second to last line, Reb Sheshe says, Takonis Chachomim Uvaloi Mishum Hoidos Eden. Uvde Pachinan Liel, Kihechi Danan Sadi Lahai, Anan Sadi Lahai. As comes out to be there, one machlekes of Sheshes, and this Reb Chiya Bas Raisa is what is the Mishnah talking about? Is the Mishnah, is the Chiyav in the Mishnah, the Chiyav of Hoidos Edim, or not? And the Maisa, it's a Reza Geshayla on Rashi. How could Rashi learn that Reb Chiya Bas Raisa is bonui on Reb Chiya Kamaisa, and the Raya of Reb Chiya Bas Raisa is because of Shitus Reb Chiya Kamaisa? Hare the Rishonim asked, the Ramban asked on Rashi, that the Gemara said before that we're doicha the Raya of Reb Chiya Kamaisa from the Mishnah, and we're going lefi Reb Chiya Bas Raisa. As we were doichem, we said you don't have a raya Reb Chiya Kamaisa from the Mishnah. As how could you say Reb Chiya Bas Raisa is bonui on Reb Chiya Kamaisa if the Seder Abshan in the Gemara is Is the Gemara said, no, we can't. We said there's no tani tuna l'rebchiyah kamais. It's only a tani tuna l'rebchiyah basraisa. Hare l'maskana, he's bringing the basraisa's bonoy on the kamaisa. Thus, like the Ramban on Rashi. Zag, the Ran, and the Ritva, enochinami. That which the Gemara said, v'tani tuna, is going l'maskana. That it's tiknu rabbanan kein daraisa. The Makshin and the Havamin over here that learns it's the Raisa do not hold that will only bring your Rav to Rebchiyah Kamaisa, not to Rebchiyah Bas Raisa. The Gemara said there's no Raya to Rebchiyah Bas Kamaisa because Kiheshid Anan Sadi Lahai, Anan Sadi Lahai, Zog the Ritva Achidish. He wasn't in the base medrash when they asked the question. As a Mela, he never heard the question, so he's still holding by Reb Chiya Kamaisa. Tell all the people that miss Shia, you see what happens, you miss Shia one day, Zeu, you missed the boat. Zeu. What happened? He wasn't in Shia that day. One day he wasn't in the base medrash. As he heard Reb Chiya Kamaisa, he was in Shia Sunday. Monday, he wasn't in Shia. Zeu, he missed the kash on Reb Chiya Kamaisa. Yeah. Now, if a bachur here would say Yom Shav, you throw him out of the base medrash. Yeah, if that's the way you answer that. Ah, but the Ritva says it, Zo. The Ritva says it, that he missed Rebchiyah, the question on Rebchiyah comes. Behelim Divrei the Ritva, we could have explained Rashi differently. The Makshin didn't held of Kihechid Anan Sadi Lahai, Anan Sadi Lahai. And we saw a Hezra because it's easy to be Mechayiv Shvua than it is to Pater from a Shvua. As you could learn that the first step of the Gemara held like the Hamamina of the Gemara until Banan Amin Aleph that held there was a Riot or a Priya Kamais. You don't have to say the sharpest the Ritva. Yeah. I mean, he held like the Hamamina of the Gemara. That's what this Makshan held. But that which the Gemara said, Vitani Tuna, only to Basraisa, not Kamaisa, is Kefi the Maskana. As Lefi Rashi over here, if we hold Chesed and Imshat, it comes out the Gemara has two stages in the Raya of Reb Chiya. The Gemara and the Havamina learn. The Raya of Reb Chiya is because it's the Shavuos of Eidos Eidim. Upon that is a Kasha. As the Gemara Lamaskana changes and the Raya is only because Tiknu Rabbanan Ke'en Daraisa. And if it's Tiknu Rabbanan Ke'en Daraisa, then you only have a Raya to Rebchiyah Bas Raisa and not to Kamaisa. That's what the Gemara says. It's a Raya to Bas Raisa and not to Kamaisa. Okay. Because that's number one in Pshat and Rashi. Aba Lamaskana, what's Pshat and Rashi? Why does it have to be Ke'en Daraisa? What Ke'en Daraisa of what Shvua are we talking about? As Rashi says, Iyam b'shleima helech medaraisa chayiv k'loimer gabi Shvua daraisa k'goin hayda b'miksas. But who's talking about hayda b'miksas over here? As what's the Ke'en Daraisa according to Rashi? As explains the Ran and the Ritva, they say maybe you learn that the Ke'en Daraisa is the Ke'en Daraisa of Reb Chiya Kamaisa. We said there's no Raya to Reb Chiya Kamaisa. We just said there's no Shvua Daraisa of Reb Chiya Kamaisa. But a Shvua Darabonon Me'en Daraisa Liba de Reb Chiya Kamaisa that you could have. Rashi is very saucy, if that's what Rashi means. They say what Rashi means is, midrabanan, it's called a moide v'miksas. Why? Because being that you give half the money to the other person, midrabanan, it's ki'ilu your moide. That's what Rashi means, ki'goin hoide v'miksas. As this is a takana derabanan, Me'en daraisa of moide b'miksas. Because being that Allah is yachloiku, you give half the money to the other person, as it's ki'ilu, you are moide. Al derech taisus, that when you're giving up half, it's ki'ilu, you're moide. That's the Tikkun Rabbanon, ke'en daraisa. L'choyre l'fizeh, the Shavua is not Mishum Hoylech v'taykev. It's Tiknu Rabbana ke'en d'araisa. As Oilapam, when they're going to ask you the big question, what's the reason for the Shavua in the Mishnah? As we already saw from Rashi, that besides Hoylech v'taykev, there are three other Mahalchim. Today we found another one. Shavuos Moedim v'miksas midrabbana. Thus is the that's what comes out. That's the pashtus of the Ran and the Mitzvah. You could say a lomda shavuot that the tam is mishum hayle v'taykev, but the gather is mishum shavuos moed v'miksas. The Rishonim don't say this. It's nice lomdus of the Rishonim. In the Ritva and the Ran, the Das Rashi don't point this out. It's definitely possible, but the Ritva and the Ran, the Das Rashi, do not point this out. It's mashma, it's not Mishum Holev Vitoikiv, the Maskana. Okay. As that's Shitas Rashi, the Kashas and Pshat, the way to answer the Shailas and Pshat according to Rashi. Okay. Now let's move on to Tesis. Anan Sadi the Maida Tafisai, people Pirish Rashi, Kivin Davika, does say the Mishtam Mder Pir Kamaisa, the Kosher, Kivin Lomati, the Huche, Hach Raisa, the Heloch, Elamikoyer Kamaisa, Lame of the Tani Tuna Kamaisa. The Stasis says that, okay, so let's bring back the Tani Tuna and the Kamaisa, the fee this. As a Rishonim answer that, we're not going with the this Makshin didn't hear that we fell off the Tani Tuna on the cover. Okay. But we're going like the Havamina. That's the answer, how they answer Taisis's question. As Taisis says in another Pshat, Kach yesh leim edam nan sa'adi lav dafka, the maidu tafis, and machshmingan le hasha tvei me'edos edim, v'choshev kilu moidele dididei, akol kikol mokom, koshem ikol mokom, it's a moide that mixes the rice of kiechi dahai moide, hai moide. And the taste is, it's a tikkun rabbanan kein the rice of a moide that mixes. Okay. As this taste is a seemingly innocent taste that many people read it and thought it has no problem, of a kipshutai is kosher kibbaza. What is pshat in Taisis? Why are you a moedah b'miksas? There's no haidah here. What does Taisis mean? The shvua moedah b'miksas is because you were a moedah. Over here, you're not moedah. And not only is Taisis problematic, but Taisis says, even if you argue on Rav Chiya and you hold that Anan Sadi is not kaidah, but Trisa, wow, that's better than Anan Sadi, and that is Kimoide. It's Tzarech Bir. What is better than Anan Sadi? What does that mean? Why is Tisa better than Anan Sadi in making you into Haida? As Kipshuta Itaisis is very shver. What's Pshat in Taisis? That's what they say. How did they learn? What's Pshat in Taisis? Shver in Taisis. As Rav Nochum wanted to say, he what he was yasin many times, Taisis l'shitasai. Taisis learns the mechayiv of shvua is drara. Haidah is a hekatinsa of making drara. Comes out according to Taisis, the haidah is not the mechayiv. The Haidah is a hechatimsa of drara. Oh, there could be other ways you make. How Taisis, if you're a tofus and the tfisa gives you half, that you could keep half, that also makes a drara, that you're MS and the other guy is sheker. As over here, the tfisa makes a drara even more than Haidah. Is it more? Oh, the tfisa makes a drara ki Haidah. As a meila, it's nichlal in the chiyah shvua da raisa of haidah. As that's step number one, a graysa atzala, taisis lishitasa, meaning a shverit taisis, that means a big yeshua, As that tzala is traces v'shita asoy. It's not a din in moide v'mitzas, it's nisht a din in moide. Moide is eich a timsa for drug. There's other ways of making drug. Okay, step number one, din traces. But traces says, hayda is better than, tfisa is better than a non-sadi. Why is tfisa better than a non-sadi in making drug? Zagrev Nachum, the Hezra of Taisis is Ba'ayfin Zeh. Tvisa over here is what causes the suffering. What causes the suffering in Bezdin? The fact that Shneim are Taisim B'yachad. As the Tvisa is in the Etzim suffering. Anan Sadi is a Zaitik Din in the suffering. It's something that's coming from the outside. Dum Yedet. Neid Echad comes, Eidim comes, they're coming from the outside to be Mavar. There's the suffix, and then there's what people tell us about the Mitzias, or what the Tisa tells us, the Anan Sadi. As Rav Nachum says, when it's the Gufa suffix that's Mizakim in here, as comes out, the suffix is Chal with a Drora, that he's right. As when the Sibas has Histapkus, Gufa gives him half, as that makes a very strong Jura that what he's saying is true. Masha Enkin Anan Sadi means we as Bezdin, when we look at it as outsiders, how do we look at the Tzir? That's Anan Sadi. Who's the Anan Sadi? Bezdin. When they're looking from the outside, how do they take this? How do they see this? As that's an outside thing. That's a lower level because it's on the side. It's not the etzim suffering. That's the maila of tfisa over anan sazi. Therefore, there was a havamina. It could be a shvua. The only thing is tesis is abakihechi. If you're gonna say tfisis kaida. As the same way his tfisa is kaida, the other guy's tfisa is kaida. Kihechi de moidi, the other guy's a moidi too. Oh. Yeah, thus is the shaila of tfisas. The chetushe haran answers the shaila of tfisas. And he says, there's no kihechi, because it's easier to be machayev ashvua than it is the pater, as it's only kaida le'inyan l'chayev ishvua. Aba liftar, it's not kaida. As Taisis, like, as Doicha this pshat, puts it in the garbage. Why? Because kiechi. If tvisa is kaida, as it's tvisa is kaida on the other one, as we have haida against haida, why you chayev? Aba the Ran learns differently. The Ran is not bothered. He brings down the Shail of Taisis and he answers it. What's the Hezber of the Machlekes, Taisis, and the Ran? It's Mo'id Mistabel that it's totally in the Maskana of the Le'er Sugya of the Tzad Hashavah. Taisis learns the Machayiv of Mo'idin and Mixis is Drara. The fact that you're toughest shows me about what you're tiny. A Zog Taisis, if Tvisa makes a Drara, as if your Tvisa on half makes a Drara, Kihechi, your Tvisa on half makes a Drara to you, the other guy's Tvisa on the other half makes a Drara to him, as the Drara is equal. Like we saw by the Nansadi, Kihechi, just like the Nansadi is equal, the Drara is equal to Ak. That's the Ober, the Ran Lishitasai, the Ran learns it's not Mishum Drara. Tainan Kfira means that you were Zeicha Bedin in a Chelek. If you're Zeicha Bedin in a Chelek, as that's Ma'ala, your Taina, and it gives you a Koyach to be Machayev Ashvua. A Taina that has a Schia Bedin in Bezdin is a better Taina, as it has a Koyach to be Machayev Ashvua. Oh. If that's the Vard, as who cares if his taina also was zeicha b'din? It's not the word. Taisa says drara. Taisa speaks out. Drara means the taina of the teveya is better than the nitva. It's nearer, more emes than the nitva. Emes and Sheker is relative. It means in this din Torah between the Teivei and the Nitva, the Teivei is nearer more Emes and the Nitva is nearer more Meshaker. Oh. As Lefitai says, it's the Teivei against the Nitva, Emes against Sheker. As Entoise says, he has a Tvisa, he has a Tvisa. They're both equal. As Kihechi, it's Shaykh the son of Kihechi. But the Ran says a different part. Ran says a Tvia that was Zeicha Bedin is a winning Taina. It's a stronger Taina. A stronger Taina is Mechayev Veshvur. It's just because he's got a strong taina doesn't make a difference. The Ran says, "May every moedim mixas, he's always gonna win because he's a muksik. And he still makes a shvua. As the chiyav shvua is not because the grayness of the taina of the nitva. It's any time the teveya has a strong taina. As over here, he's got a strong taina. He was zeicha b'din. As the Ran learns, the word is." Is a taina shezocha b'din is a empowered taina, a A plus taina, a stronger taina. As over here, he was zeicha b'din al yedei his tvisa. As it doesn't make a difference if the other guy was zeicha too, but a taina which is a stronger taina is mechayu. Tosis learns it's a svara of drara. As therefore you say kihechi and it's potas. That would be a hezber in the machloikis. Tosis continues, and Tosis has a shailos. He says, "The hashle nami mukach mikayich taimed the besamet yehiluch pata lo yavi misakni rabbanam shvua the leka de kabeser bar raisa avir chia kamaisa ki nami boidos eden pata misakni rabbanam shvua b'masnisam the choshev hoydah b'may the tavis chabrei." But if he says a doichik because hadloi kama v'tani tuna kamaisa mishum demaydetav is choshev kodav is ulo yaseh pechosa lemayla. It comes out a new reason that's a doichik. As Jesus says on his own pshat, it's a doichik, and like the Rishonim say based on a chazal that alula isa sha'oifa omar, that it's not good. Yeah. Meaning that when you bake something and the person who bakes it tells you it's not so tasty, showing his nish good. As Taisis Mahalik, if Taisis himself is saying it's a doichik, yeah, I'm even young. Yeah, nish gishma. Das is the Mahalik of Taisis. If Taisis says it's a doichik, it's loy mashma in the Gemara. As that would be a great reason why Rashi didn't want to learn like Taisis. Because Taisis himself finds the doichik in his pshat. Okay, as is Rashi's pshat, that Rashi learns it's a tikkun rabbanon kein daris and of mutter mixes. Okay, and Tosis at the end comes out that way too. But Tosis says, then why isn't lekamaisa lebesraisa? He has a question. Okay. Those are the mahalcha. The third mahalach in the sugya is a totally different mahalach, the mahalach of the Balamor. He comes, Tosis and Rashi are coming to explain that Yeshua and the Mishnah is Moedah B'Mikzas, or Yos Eidim, which is Me'ein Moedah B'Mikzas, because the Gemara is comparing the Mishnah to Halach, and Halach is a din in Moedah B'Mikzas. And that's why Rashi and Tosis have many problems. The Rishonim work to try to answer it, but it's not simple. Comes along the Baal Amar with an Einfar, an out-of-the-box pshat. A whole new mahalach in this sugya. Avada, the shvua in the Mishnah is not a shvua of Moedah B'Mikzas. As if it's not a shvua of Moedah B'Mikzas, as what are we comparing the shvua? And that's the pashtus. Until now, no one ever said the shvua of the Mishnah is Moedah B'Mikzas. Hadar say then we would doich. As what's the pshat? There's no Eidah in the Mishnah. Mechitis. As what's the pshat? He says the shayrish of the machlekes we saw between Reb Chi and Reb Sheshes, if Halach is Potter Rechayiv, is not a machlekes in Moedah B'Mikzas. What's the machlekes? If you're in medesli para, if it's commanded para or not. Then what's the machlekes? When someone's Moedah and he says Halach, Is it Kilo he gave him the money or if he didn't give him the money? We have the same Nakuda. The Shvuah in the Mishnah, Shaloyeh Kolechot Hoylet Vetreikif. Like Rav Yechon, unlike the Maskan of the Gemara, Takon is Chachamim. But you only make a Shvuah if he's holding on to it. What would be if before they walked into Bezin, meaning our Mishnah, Shnayim Oysim Betalis, when they came to Bezin? What would be if before they walked into Bezin, they took a scissor together and they cut it in half, and one of them is holding on to one half of the talus, and the other one is holding on to the other half of the talus? The din would be yachloiku b'li shvua hamotzi mechaveiro olav haraya zot de balamot. Asay bezei is doch the shaila lefi the man the yom mehelech potter ha'oymed lichalek command the cholek dami. As if it's command the cholek dami. As it's kilo, they cut it in half already. As if they cut it in half already, it's not shayich, the shvua of the Mishnah. And the other man, the Yama, says, hey, lech, is chayiv. It's not kilo, you cut it off. As it's shayich, the shvua of the Mishnah. As lefi the Baal Amar, he comes up with a whole new angle. Rashi and Taisis are muching. Where's the moidiv and mixas in the Mishnah? How could you compare it to Halach? Halach is a machlokes, it's a moidiv and mixas. As Rashi, Yodos, Edim, Tosis, Moideh, and Rishonim say, even Rashi, the Maskana, goes like Tosis. Oh, okay. But the Baal Amar comes with a whole new angle. It's not a machlokes in Dine, Moideh, and mixas. It's a machlokes, Ba'oivin, Loli. And this is not like Rabbeinu Chaim, Halevi, Salavichim. In Hilchus, Isha's Perik Tezayin, he learns the machlekes is in Dine Shvua, is the Machayiv the Taina, or you could be Mesalik it afterwards. The Machayiv is when Bezdin is Machayiv it afterwards. He learns it's a Moide Vemixas Digi Machlekes. It's a Helich is a Machlekes and Moide Vemixa. The Baal Amar Shitosa, the way he learns the Gemara that we're Sush telling to the Mishnah, it's Muchach Minei Ubei, it's not a Moide Vemixas Digi Machlekes. The machlokes is if it's kiman de cholek dami or not kiman de cholek dami. That's the mahalach of the Baal Amar, the rizigat solo in pshat. Okay. Frek the rivid in the place arrived on the Baal Amar. How could you say pshat in the Mishnah is aimedes li cholek kiman de cholek dami? He didn't make a shvua. You only make chalukah when he makes a shvua. I remember, Baruch Hashem, the Mishnah, Shnayim Oysim Betalis, Zeh Yishav Hashem Loi Boi Pachas Michetzia, Zeh Yishav Hashem Loi Boi Pachas Michetzia. You make chalukah. As how could you say it's a medes licholek? They didn't make a shvua yet. Moske Yom Machloikis, the Baal Amar, and the Raiv. The Choyra, the Machlokes, the Baal Amar, and the Ravid is the Chakira of the Granat and Reb Naftali and Reb Leib that we had on Beis Amid Aleph. Is the Shvuah the Mishnah, Shvuah San Niftarin, or Shvuah San Noitle? Yeah. So we keep the Eger Kvar handles it. What's the Shvuah of the Mishnah? The Ravid Shita is a Shvuah San Noitle. You could only be Noitle if you make a Shvuah. As Frek derived, why in the Mishnah is it a medes li notel? He didn't make a shvua yet. Until he makes a shvua, he doesn't have a kayach to make a chaluka. And the Baal Amar shita is the shvua of the Mishnah is a shvua saniftarim. The etzem the shvus chaluka he has even without the shvua. The shvua is a zaitik a prat. But even before he makes the shvua, he has the shvus to get a chaluka. As in the Mishnah, it's a medes nicholik.
Should we say it's a machlikas if it's a shvur direct, if it's a chalukah midirais and midirabanah?
Maybe, but without, you don't want to go there, it's not necessary, and it's a big chiddush and she puts down on. That's why we're not going to be told everything on that. This is much more simpler, which is already a few existing, very common machlokes. Easier machlokes than the Tehillim. but definitely in Sfara you can hear it. Thus is you say this Grada lefida balamar, what's the lashon of Anan Sadi? He says what Anan Sadi means is being that the din is haluka, therefore Anan Sadi. As it comes out lefida balamar, the Anan Sadi over here, even if you goyris it, doesn't mean like the Gemara before. In the Gemara before, the Anan Sadi caused it. It made the halacha. Over here, it just means, being that it's a medes lachloi, it's commander chalak, therefore Anan Sadi. That's another way of getting out of the Kaila of Rashi. However, there are some Rishonim that learn Rashi like the Baal HaMor. Pashas Rashi is not Meduyik like the Baal HaMor. We can say that if you the Baal HaMor, the Anan Sadi over here doesn't mean what it did in the Sugya before. Okay, as thus is the Mahalich of the Baal HaMor in the Sugya. Those are the three Mahalchim in the Rishonim. Shitas Rashi, the Havamina Zaydas Eden, the Raisa, Maspana Tikni Rabbanan came the Raisa, and then you have 22 Melibas Raisa, the Lele Kamaisa. Places learns the Mishnah is a Haidah. The Ran learns that way also. The Shvu in the Mishnah is Midin Moide the Nixas. Taisis explains, the Nachum explains Taisis with Drara. The Ran explains that anytime you Zeicha Bedin, that's Doimet the Haidah. And the third Mahalach, the Baal HaMor, and the Sheet is a gold like the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor is the Sheirish that we're just bringing if it's Kiman the Nechlet Kvar. Okay, that's day number one for the Tani Tuna. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to focus in on the Heilach of the Baal HaMor.